Okay, I'm going to pick this up a little bit before where I left off at so it can play in its full context. So this is part two of what I wanted to post. And this is just a continuation.
Okay, so let me go back further. Let me go back, because then it won't make sense to me. I need to do this anyway. Or I might as well do it on a recorder. Okay, so on February 24th, 2020, they sent me something for my provisional. So, like, I filed my thing originally, like I said earlier. Let me see if I even... Everything, if nobody took nothing out of here, then it all should be in here. Because I put everything in, like, order. But I kept the completed part with me. I kept the completed part with me. Even this, I think this is from a company. And this company kept sending me, like, for, like, 2 years, they've been sending me something for my completed patent application because they saw my publication. And I haven't contacted them because I looked them up and it's their products. They had a product called Catch a Cough, and it was corny from COVID. And then they had this thing that I do in my they had this product that I make on my own. When I used to wash my clothes, I used to hang hangers into hangers so that I could hang multiple shirts on the same thing. And I seen that on their website. And I was just like, this is corny. Like, what the hell is catch a cough? It was corny. It was during COVID. And then the whole hanger thing where they had multiple hangers in a hanger. I'm like, I used to do that when in my laundry room. I used to put the hanger into the hook of the hanger and then hook another hanger to it, and then I could hang up multiple shirts. And then I seen it on their website, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to, this one I'm going to pass over. But this is irrelevant to this conversation with my recorder. But I'm trying, it looked like some things have been pulled out of here, but at least that part is in there. I filed my original patent early in 2020. I designed it early in 2019, but I was like testing it. I wasn't sure. I was just trying to figure out what I was going to do, if it worked. And then I decided to go and file the provisional, not non-provisional. So but it looks like some of this stuff was taken out of sequence. So I'm kind of like, wait a minute, because I should have, so this was my original, like, I had drew this, I called it the butterfly. This was way back when, like, see the date, I drew this in 2019, 12/28/2019, and this is like, you know, printed, but. And then I said, the butterfly elastic band stretch, the disposable underwear with, and then I said, no more Pampers, thin stretchable plastic straps for women. And pretty much it's for a period, it's for bladder protection, but you don't want to wear a pamper, especially because Black women have big behinds and we wear tights. And regardless of how well the, even older Black women wear tights, and the padded underwear, bladder protection underwear, don't really look that great with tights. And then the whole thing is, don't you hate the fact that you have to put a pad inside your underwear? What if you could just wear the pad as underwear and just dispose of it, right? So I just felt like all it needed was straps. And I came up with that because this implant controls my bladder. So the original letter, I guess, Because they usually send two things with this. They'll send, like, acknowledgement of your provisional application, which shows the date. Okay, so no, it says the date up here. I'm sorry. So here, I filed it on January 7th, 2020. So that's right. And then they responded on February 24th, 2020. And then I had 2 months to, like, comply with some of the issues that they said I needed to comply with. And then they, instead of giving me my original filing date, which was January 7th, 2020, they decided to give me my provisional patent date of 4/19/2020, which didn't seem fair, but I was so overwhelmed with just all, you know, just going back and forth with them. I said, fine. I said, okay. They really should have given me my provisional patent date of January 17th, 2020, because usually if you comply with the 2 month, you know, if you respond within 2 months, then, and you pay the fees for it, then they will keep your original filing date, but they didn't. So that was fine. So, I mean, it wasn't fine, but it was like, whatever. So basically from 4/19/2021, my provisional patent was, I'm sorry, from 4/19/2020, and maybe it was a little after that, my provisional patent was accepted. It was accepted and was sitting there. So I have, now the clock starts ticking. I have a whole year to file my, non-provisional application. So here on, so, okay. So now this is making sense. So here it says, this is the date 4/26/2021, filing date 4/19/2021, receipt is acknowledged of this non-provisional utility patent application. So I filed it. I did it within the year of when they gave it to me. And they sent me a letter back telling me that they got it. And they sent me a letter back letting me know for my micro entity status that they received my little $80. And then from there, that's when the ball started rolling. That's when they start going through your non-provisional utility application to make sure that you did everything you're supposed to do. So even though they acknowledged it, they still be like saying, here. Let me move forward. So they'll acknowledge that they got it, but then they'll send you a letter telling you that you have to do certain things. Like if you didn't do certain things, they will send you additional notices. Okay, listen, here, it's here. Okay, so I probably gonna need to do this recording again because I haven't looked at this stuff in a year. So here is acceptance of my completed provisional, right? This one, they gave me the date of 4/20/2020, even though I filed it January 7th, 2020. Okay. This is after, so I need to put this back in order because I'm sounding random now. So, okay. I filed January 7th, 2020. They sent me a letter on February 24, 2020, telling me that, you know, you didn't do certain things, you need to do it. Then they sent me another letter on 4/24/2020 after they got back my response. And then I had to pay, here's my $70 for my micro entity, and then they give me my provisional patent. So, okay. Now, on 4/19/2021, I filed my non-provisional. So notice the difference how this says, 4/20/20 provisional, right? This is them responding back to me. This now says 4/19/2021 payment received, non-provisional. But with this non-provisional patent, they did say to me, before, and I have to now move forward and look at this stuff before. They sent stuff to me that I had to respond to, which I did. And they basically were telling me that there were certain things that I needed to do. and in order to make sure that everything was complete. And then I did those things. And if, because I guess if you don't have, when you file your non-provisional, if you have anything that's incomplete, then what they do is they charge you fees, additional fees on top of fees. And the longer you wait to put it in, the longer, more money they charge you. But I complied with everything that they asked me to do. And then I end up having to pay them $580 because I'm micro entity status. I'm low income on October 21st, 2021. And then from there, they sent me literally like a year later, I got my notice of publication of my application. They did send me something else saying that everything is complete. And then I didn't get nothing else again. And then they sent me a, at least I think they did. Let me see. What does this say? Oh, yeah. Because I don't know why this is a copy of it. This is weird. But they sent me a letter, another letter on 12/9. This is weird. They sent me another letter on 12/9/2020. Another acknowledgement of my non-provisional utility patent application. So they remember they sent me a, they sent me that already back in, let me see.
12/9/2021.
Back in April 26, 2021. Then they sent me another one after I had to comply with all that stuff. December 9th, 2021. Again, saying the same thing, that it was complete. And then from there, I received my publication date. And this is the date that they publicized my publication of my patent.
March 17th, 2022.
Which, they would not do this until your application was is complete. They don't do that. They never did it for any of my other patents. So if I call and they say, oh, we do publish. No, they don't. They do not. And they waited a whole year to a whole year after my filing to make my patent public. So they do not do that. So I don't understand how now what is it, 2023? You're now sending me a letter in 2023? 6/21/2023 telling me this. Get out of here. Get out of here. Oh my God, I'm gonna listen to my recording and be like, you have to do this over without all the and the because I had pulled the file out, not really knowing what to expect in the file when I looked at it. But for the most part, everything is here in chronological order. But what I do want to say, when I opened up my file, literally what was on this letter where I sent the 580, because this is the date that this was mailed and back, I guess. I don't know. Let me see. Okay, so this is what I had to send to them. So this is dated November 15, 2021. And I had to send them proof of receipt because it's an application certifies micro entity status, a check in the amount of the C certification from October 21st, 2021. And when I talked to her, she was like, just show me the proof that you really did send it and we'll be fine. And then I got my thing on 12/9 saying that everything was fine. And then I got my publication date a year later, literally a whole year after this. They do not publicize incomplete patent applications. They don't do it. So I don't know what is going on. Yeah, I don't know, but but this was sitting at the top of my file. That's the point that I'm making. This was sitting at the top of my file. So I feel like someone went into my files and saw this letter and said, okay, we can use this technicality because this is the last thing to try to take away her patent and steal it from her. And I'm like, how? You gave me a completed patent application after this date and you publicized my patent a year later. How can you now do this, reverse everything you did? Because the last part of it, the complete part, I didn't keep in my file. They didn't see that. But the whole thing is, that doesn't really mean anything because everything that I filed is online. It's public notice. Like, anyone can look at it. It's like taxes. Anyone can look at what I filed. Anyone. Just so you know, it's all there. All you do is click a link and it shows exactly what you filed, when you filed it, in chronological order. So it does, like, even if I say I didn't keep this with me or keep that with me, it doesn't matter. The USPTO office publicizes everything. All your filings, everything you file, everything. It's all imaged, everything, all of it. So I don't know how. They be stealing people's stuff at the patent office. I feel like some of the people in there are unethical, immoral. They steal people's patents and they try to jinx you up with the paperwork. And then they try to act like they didn't get things when they got things. And then you had to send them proof that you sent it. And then even with this, they finalized everything and publicized my patent. And then still want to try to do this. And it's because of the money, the greed. They're corrupt. Like, literally, the rich steals from the poor and they try to give you nothing. And I have an implant in my body with this thing burning the top. My head's been getting burned now. The top of my head, while I've been doing this recording, top of my head has been getting burned. My middle fingers on my right hand are getting shocked. Last night, someone tried to remotely digitally rape me, and then I said I'm screaming into the abyss. Like, I've said that in the past. Like, I'll cry and I'll like do a silent scream and I'll hold my breath and I'll keep trying to hold my breath because it changes the pressure in my body when I hold my breath when I get digitally raped, and the pulsations aren't as effective. So it's like if I hold my breath long enough, then my pussy doesn't vibrate. And I constantly do it. And then I'll scream a silent scream and into the abyss. And I'm not trying to be, I know what this sounds like. I do. I know what this sounds like. I know someone might think I'm trying to be sarcastic or smart or insensitive. I'm not. This is what I've been doing. This is what I've been doing since 2015, since they put this thing in my body. I literally will sit there and try to hold my breath. And I don't even want to cry. I was like, Nicola, please. I don't like getting like that because it's like I have my alter ego where it's like, okay, take out the violin. Your bottom lip is shaking. It's not changing anything. But this is what I do when something happens to my body that I don't like and I don't want. And I don't want to cry. I don't want to cry because just yesterday I was talking about how because I'm asynchronous that, you know, I watched this 2020 special and I was kind of mocking the whole machine learning thing. And I was, you know, they were playing soccer and I kind of said, well, perhaps, you know, you don't need to have them playing soccer. Humans can play soccer. Perhaps you need to use the bots in places we can't go. Why? Where can't we go? Anywhere you can't breathe oxygen. So it was like, so now I'm sitting here crying the blues about getting digitally raped. But on the same hand, I'm thinking on the level of Peripheral, where Peripheral stole stuff from my manuscript, but this part, I don't really think they stole, but they did like a futuristic sci-fi time warp thing. But potentially that same concept can be used for the bottom of the ocean. It could be used for space, meaning because of what they did to me, the science that's inside my body, it makes me like Radio One player. It makes me asynchronous. So I could pretty much, and I don't want to be the person to do this. I mean, y'all gonna have to get someone else to do it. I'm not doing it, but I could sync with a bot. I sync with other humans. I sync with other humans in a deplorable, derogatory way to use it to digitally rape me. Like, my pussy is attached to a bunch of electronics that other men have in their home. So that's what I meant by, in my manuscript, that the men that did this to me are fucking morons. They're goddamn rapists. They use the biotech to violate women's bodies and take away women's rights, and they use it to rape women. And see, this is where people don't understand why I think on two sides of the fence. But that same technology can be used to sync with a bot, meaning potentially instead of looking at the Titanic through a small window at the bottom of the ocean, we can walk the halls of the Titanic. We can touch, we can feel, and we can see with the bot. We can sync with the bot, meaning we can walk all the planets now. Why? Why can we do that? Because bots don't need oxygen. And because we can see now with virtual reality, we can see what our technology sees. We can feel and touch because of what they put in my body, what our technology feels and touches. I said that the biotech that was put in my body is similar to that love sense technology, where your two consenting partners can have digital remote sex from two different states, two different countries. Consent. I'm not consenting. These motherfuckers are using it to rape me and violate me because they're morons. They're evil motherfuckers. They use the biotech in an idiotic, deplorable, disgusting, demeaning, humiliating, unconstitutional way. But when you take the tech out of the gutter, when you take it out of the pile of shit and you use it the right way, we can go everywhere. We can be everywhere in space and at the bottom of the ocean. We can walk the halls of the Titanic and get all that gold, and it will be like you're there. Like, it, I know, because I know what happens to my body. I know what this does to my body. I literally feel like someone's raping me. So that tells you something. I mean, anyone that has listened to my recording since 2015, if they know what this tech is, they're like, she really thinks someone's raping her. It feels like that, right? So what if it's not rape? What if it's my hands picking up gold in the Titanic? What if it's me walking the halls and seeing what the bot sees in the Titanic? The bot doesn't need oxygen. And if you watch some of the marine videos of the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean, the metal that's on the Titanic, lots of it is still in its original form, which means that that's what the bot needs to be made of. Whatever's on that Titanic, whatever metal is on that Titanic that's just sitting there, one of the guys on the video, YouTube video, one of the scientists, I don't know if he was a scientist, he was some white guy, and he was saying that he was showing some of the pixelated compilations of videos of the Titanic, and he was showing some of the metal, and he said, literally, this looks like all you have to do is dust it off and it will still work. So that kind of like told me something. So I felt like his death wasn't in vain, that now it's pushing us to another level. You know, we can be safe. I know how we can be safe. It's inside my body. I know what it does. I know what it connects to. I know all that it does. I may not know how to design it. That would be Elon or someone like Elon. I don't know how to code or design, but I know what it does. I know what its capabilities are. So when I talk like that, the tears go away. The bottom of my lip isn't shivering. It's kind of like exciting. But when I think about how they're using the biotech, and how DC tries to turn a blind eye and not hold anyone accountable for the use of the biotech, not hold them accountable for raping me with it, they just try to act like they don't fucking see things. And maybe it's because of this part of it. Maybe it's because of all the things that you can learn from it. Like, even when I'm on the porch and I'm listening, you listen to my conversation on the porch, my call with my calls and my interaction on the porch with the cop, you would not pick up any of what I just said from that. Literally, it was, what happens to you? I get buzzed in my middle finger. I get burned at the top of my head. I get my ligaments twisted. I get digitally raped. I sounded like a buffoon. It sounded messy and disgusting. You would not get this type of magic from what I said on the porch. And I feel like that's what they want. They want me to take credit for the low bar, for the no-bar, for the derogatory, for the uneducated, for the grizzly. That's what they want. They put the thing in my body in 2015 and tested it on me, but they only want me to have credit for like nothing, for garbage. And then the people that have maybe defended me get mad at me because they feel like, what do we defend you for if you're going to sit there and try to make this good? It's not good to take away women's body rights. It's not good to digitally rape women. It's not good to use biotech to burn people at the top of their head and choke them and pinch at them and twist their ligaments. So, like, no one ever understands me because it's kind of like you're talking out of two sides of your mouth. But I'm just telling the truth. It's not. I'm really not talking out of two sides of my mouth. I'm telling you that the way that they're using it is the problem, that DC needs to take their head out of the sand. They're like corrupt, they're power tripping, they turn a blind eye, they're afraid to go up against the tech industry. They're afraid because they're so powerful, and they don't want to stunt the growth and the development. So they allow them to get away with using things this way and don't hold them accountable. Because they're too rich, they're too powerful, they're too knowledgeable, and they figure we don't have to really account for the little man. And then my words are taken out of context, and only part of what I say is heard. And then people get confused. They get fucking confused. They're like, wait a minute. First you telling me they holding you hostage and they digi raping you and they hurting you. And now you talking about connected with bots. What the fuck? You know, like, people are stupid. Like, or I don't even want to say people are stupid. I feel like you only tell people what you want them to know, and then they form their opinion. So if you don't let a person hear the full context of a conversation, then they pass judgment, you know? And they make fun of it and they mock it. And I don't know if that will ever change. So I have to have a strong shell for what I'm dealing with. It's like, Nicola, you know what this is and you know what you're dealing with. And the only thing you can do is be honest and hope that there are some people out there who are smarter, who can understand the full context of everything that you're going through and everything that you're saying. It is the good science of this tech that's kept me going. It is the magic and the potential of all the things that the body is capable of with this science that's kept me going. What kills me is the way that these monsters choose to use the biotech. You know, I've said that it could potentially roll us back to 1865. I said that I feel like some of the people want to use it to create a confederacy with the biotech. Everyone knows what a confederacy is, the same way that they're doing with Roe versus Wade. It's like, if you look, it literally looks like the Civil War on the map. If you look at the red states, when you look at Roe versus Wade restrictions, Roe versus Wade is on the level of a civil war. It divides the country in a way that could cause a war. That's what this biotech is. It can divide the country based on how it's used. And DC has I'm no disrespect, but they have their head up their asses. They won't regulate, and I don't know why. And I sometimes think that they want to create a confederacy with the biotech, that they want to have.
Okay, so that was the end of that recording. So this is a long post. It's two parts. A lot of it is irrelevant, and then a lot of it is relevant. I just let them play. I do want to say at the end that, you know, conceptually, when you think of things, like things that have already presented themselves to the world, the tech inside my body, I am the matrix. The tech inside my body, I am peripheral. The way that I've described it in since 2015 and until now is gestalt because of the way they use it. I've kind of said things. I said things in my 2015, 2016 recordings about someone trying to basically create an electronic biotech voodoo doll. You know, when you think of voodoo, you think of using a fabricated pinata to hurt someone else. When you take that same concept and use Gestalt, you think of the Matrix, or you think of Peripheral. It's the same thing as the voodoo doll, to be honest. If you really think about it, it's just you have to open up your mind to see that there's different ways of looking at it. And the truth of the matter is, the Matrix, Peripheral is a reality. It's not fiction. It's nonfiction. It's just this tech is in the wrong hands and it's being used the wrong way and it's hurting people, and they don't have to use it to hurt people. There's like 21 centuries at the bottom of that ocean with all kinds of treasures and gold that potentially now the science that's in my body can go get it. And that's how I like to think. But that is not the way the biotech is being used. And the only way it can be changed on how it's being used is if DC regulate how it's being used. If there's any misuse of the biotech, then anyone that misuses it should go to jail. Anyone that abuses it should go to jail. Anyone that designs and codes it to be misused and to allow others to be abused should go to jail. There should be full accountability for something this powerful. And so I'm going to end it here. Okay, so I haven't posted in a really long time. I probably should have never stopped posting. I've done a million recordings since my last post, and I've kept all of them private. I don't know where to begin, because I haven't done this in, like I said, forever. And I don't know how to sum up so much that's happened. So I'm just going to, I tweeted out two of my recordings, which really weren't recordings. I just happened to, before I opened my mouth to speak about what just happened to me, I just decided to play my recorder in case my words were played out of context. So a lot has been happening to my body by way of biotechnology, and it causes me to talk out loud about it. And I'm not always recording. I'm not always storytelling. I'm more so responding and reacting to the things that happens to me because of the biotech that was snuck in my body during a hysterectomy that everyone is lying about. And I realized, because of some recent events, that what someone might be doing is hurting me and then waiting for me, my reaction, and then playing my reaction back or my words back without the context of where it came from. And it's a way to discredit me and to also steal my patent, my designs, and my ideas, and take credit for my patent, my designs, and my ideas. So I'm going to play three of my recordings. I'm not sure whether to play them backwards or forward. I think I'm going to just start with the last recording, because my recordings are bipolar. My recordings are bipolar because the way you use this biotechnology changes its context. So I'm just going to play my recordings, and if I want to say anything additional, I will. And I'm probably going to post all of my recordings at this point. I feel like they're trying to leave me with nothing, and there's no reason for me not to just be public and just tell the truth. I mean, I've always been telling the truth, but I've kind of been keeping it private to myself on my recordings. I've been going to the doctors hoping that they would do the right thing, but I can tell already that they're not going to do the right thing.
Well, my words
Okay, can you ask Maya to take you?
No, she has no gas. It's literally 10:30.
Well, okay, that I should be done when I'm recording right now. So I should be done in enough time to take you. What time do you want to leave?
At like 11:45.
Oh yeah, that's more than enough time. So it's 10:30 now?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so I'm not going I don't know if I should. Okay. I am a mom, so. And my door is closed. And my kids don't know. My kids who are now, she's an adult. She's an adult. Doesn't know that I'm recording. So anywho, getting back to my recordings. Yeah, I'm not sure which way to go with this. Whether I should play them. And which order I should go in. So I guess I should just get started. So I should tell you this recording is from 7:35 this morning. And instead of just talking out loud and not recording myself in its full context, and this is not storytelling. Usually when I record myself, it's like pre-planned. I'm about to tell you a story. But when things happen to me off the cuff, my recorder isn't running, and then I say things out loud, and I believe that that is the part that someone is using against me without saying where it stems from. So instead, I pushed the recorder myself, and I tweeted it out because it's the raw truth. So here's the first one from 7:35 a.m. this morning.
Stop vibrating my ass. I was asleep. I'm not a fucking slave. I'm not property. You evil, disgusting, rapist, pervert motherfuckers. Stop vibrating my ass out of bed. My beautiful black skin doesn't belong to you. You sick fucking bastards. You try to take away my patent. You try to play my words out of context. I'm not a goddamn slave, okay? Allegheny Health Network owes me millions of dollars for putting an implant in my body. I want the person who just buzzed my ass, I want you to fucking die. I want you to die. Stop using biotech on me, okay? Like I said, the only way that this biotech can be used on me is if I fucking agree. I'm not a fucking slave. Do not buzz me out of bed. I want you evil motherfuckers caught. I want you evil motherfuckers put in jail. You try to take everything from me after you put something in my body that is fucking illegal. I am not property. I am not a fucking slave, you evil motherfuckers.
Okay, so that was one of my not so calmer moments, but it's Sunday morning. It was 7:35 a.m. and I was asleep, and someone Radio One played my ass while I was literally asleep. And I was angry about it. And most of the times when that happens, I'm not recording. I'll probably later on when I finally get up and I'm all, you know, coherent and not incoherent, I'll sit there and I'll do a recording calmly to say at 7:35 a.m. my butt was vibrated, which to me doesn't really resonate. It doesn't resonate the degrading, demoralizing, mock the turning back the clock, you know, the 1865. The way that it's being used on me. I'm not necessarily really proud of that reaction, but that's kind of how I felt. And I don't really regret it. It's just, it's not my best self, but that's what I mean. They're not, whoever's doing this to me isn't trying to bring about my best self. They're using it to mock, to harass, to humiliate, And so let me move on to the next one and not add too much into what I've already said. So this is the one that I got buzzed, my butt buzzed again. Like, I don't know, what time was that? At 8:06 a.m. And this is what I said.
I know what you've been doing. You've been playing my words out of context and out of sequence. Ever since I got those Roku cameras in my house, you've been trying to control the narrative. You haven't been telling where my words are coming from. The fact that I'm being digitally, remotely raped and hurt by biotech, burned at the top of my head and my ligaments twisted and stabbed while I've been strong for 8 years with something that I never asked for. You hate my strength. You hate how I've coped. You hate how I turned what you tried to use as an overseer, what you tried to use to try to humiliate, to overpower, to violate, to dominate and rape and mock and do all kinds of derogatory, denigrating things to me with biotech. You hate the fact that I see what you've done with it, see how you've used it, and know that you're a fucking idiot and that you're a moron to use biotech like this. And you're mad that I won't submit to it either. You're mad that I won't submit to it. I won't comply with it. I'm not in cahoots with the people that did this to me. I never have been. However, it's in my body and I know everything that it can do and how it works. And the way that you're using it, the way that you've been using it is a idiotic, dumb way. And you're trying to market me with this biotech. You're trying to pretend like you somehow made me better when I was already the fucking best before you put this biotech in my body. I have a degree from Drexel University. You can't get that degree being lazy. I have a bachelor's from Drexel. I have a master's from Grand Canyon University in elementary education. You try to tear me down with the biotech, and then now you're trying to pimp me like I'm a fucking slave so you can put me on the market as your good working, productive, marketable robot. Get the fuck out of here. I was already the best before you did this. I'm not going to be working for nobody while you're trying to treat me like a dog, burning me, stabbing me, choking me, and raping me, unless it's something that I want to do. You try to take away my patent. You don't want me to do anything that I want to do, that I feel good about, that I'm passionate about. You don't want me to run my own business. You want me to scrub your fucking floors and be your goddamn servant while you're treating me like a fucking dog with biotech. Stop buzzing me out of my goddamn bed with illegal, unconstitutional biotech that you snuck in my body during a hysterectomy. I'm a millionaire. I can feel it in my gut.
Okay. So that was done at 8:06 a.m. So on Friday, here's my other recording. And this again, it changes, is a different context.
Okay, so this is probably going to be one of my shortest recordings, but I feel like this recording is very important, and I know that I'm going to make sure that I put this in my manuscript. And I feel like even if no one hears me right now, eventually I'll be heard. And I think this is like one of these most important points that I'm going to make.
Okay, so I want to make sure that that's the one that I did. That doesn't sound like the one that I did Friday night. Okay, this is the one that I did Friday night.
Okay, so this is an off-the-mark recording because I don't know what to say first or what to say second or what to say third. So I'll just say, all right, now I'm gonna go with the bad. I'm going to go with the bad, I'm just going to start. So I'm waiting for my daughter to come out of work at her job, and about 10 to 15 minutes ago on my way here, all of a sudden I got burned at the top of my head out of nowhere. Of course, I didn't react to it because this is the kind of stuff happens to me all the time. I don't like the fact that it happens to me. I know that a moron, a fucking moron, did this to me. I'm in a rental, and I'm always thinking that someone's testing the biotech on me to see if I react. I don't react because it's been in my body for 8 years. And from 2015 to 2020, I used to have to drive 600 miles every month from Pittsburgh to Philly, 300 up, 300 back for my kids. And they did all kinds of things to me. I've been tortured, so my body has built up resistance. But someone always tries it, and I don't react, but I do say something out of my mouth to document what's happened to me. So now I'm going to switch subjects. I'm going to switch topics. What's today's date? Today's date is June 22nd, 2023. The time is 11:15 p.m. So I'm switching topics because I hate always spewing out the narrative of a fucking moron choosing to show their character by using biotechnology in a fucked up, unnecessary, dumbass way. So I documented what happened to me. I'm moving on. So I want to talk about the recent news. I said a lot of stuff about it out loud in my bedroom when I was watching the news about the Titan going down. And I was going to say, you know, a lot of stuff is in my manuscript, but this part of it is a subset of what's in my manuscript. I have a manuscript about my implant called What's the Matter? The Psychology of Feeling, that I wrote based on my 2000 audio recordings from 2015, where I documented in real time all the things that happened to me, how I cope with it, how it affects me when both physically, emotionally, psychologically, how the things that happens to my body affects my cognitive development, because it's been a learning curve, learning how to adjust to having something snuck in your body during a hysterectomy, no one telling you that it's there, and then you feeling all these things that are painful as I interact in society. So I document all of it because I was trying to find a way to cope and to not give my power over to whoever tries to take it by using biotech on me in the wrong way. So, okay, now I said all of that. So in the midst of all of that, I've learned a lot about myself, about the biotech, about how it functions. And you're probably like, what does this have to do with the Titan? Well, I did a recording not too long ago about a 2020 special where I was kind of like mocking one of the segments they had where they were talking about machine learning and the bots were playing soccer. So I said it better when I wasn't recording, because I was just like, instead of wasting your time teaching bots how to play soccer when you already have humans that play soccer, perhaps you need to use the bots for places that humans can't go, and because they don't need oxygen, and because I'm asynchronous, and a lot of that is in my manuscript, I said that, you know, potentially you can walk the Titan. I mean, you can walk the Titanic, meaning kind of like Radio One Player, except it's realer than that. You can see, you can feel, you can hear everything that the bot sees, feels, and hears. When the bot walks, you walk. When the bot looks, you look. When the bot touches, you touch. I don't want to be one of your experiments, because I don't have the coding expertise to do it. But I'm already that. I'm already half of what I'm saying. So I was just like, humans can go to space and walk the bottom of the ocean by using bots in an asynchronous format. That way no one has to drown again. Because right now they're sending down those rogues. What if those rogues were human bots, right? And what if you were connected to those bots in touch, sight, sound, and motor ability and function? Then potentially you would do more than just look at the Titanic. You would walk the halls of the Titanic. And then I was saying that, you know, gold is formed by the decay walls of the ocean. So like the California gold rush, historically, like when you look up where gold comes from, it comes from the walls, the decay, years and years of years and years of mud forming on the walls. So basically what I'm saying is gold is formed from the ocean. So most likely, no one has ever been in the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean, and there's probably gold and rubies and emeralds sitting in those hallways because the people that were on the Titanic were very wealthy. And right now, with the way that everything is operating, you will never have any opportunity or chance to ever walk those halls of the Titanic, but a bot can. A bot can, because just like the precious metal that I was watching a video on the Titanic, and there was, the guy was talking about some of the pieces that formed the Titanic and how the metal was preserved, how it didn't even, he said it looked like some of the metal from the photos of the Titanic, he said that it looked like it literally, you could dust it off and still use it. So what does that tell me? That tells me that whatever those pieces of metal were built out of is the same thing that you could build a bot out of, which means that, and if they go down in a pressure suited, you know, suit or whatever, I don't know, that's where the scientists or engineers would have to go figure out. The same way you send down a rove is the same way you send down the bot, except that the rove doesn't walk, doesn't talk, doesn't touch. It sees, but it does. It's not like a human. It can't. Humans can swim. Bots will be able to swim. So I don't know. I think like that because of all the stuff that happens to my body. And a lot of my recordings, I talk about Radio One Player. I probably am saying it wrong. Radio Player One. Because when I saw that movie, I felt like a lot of what happened in that movie was similar to what happens to my body with this biotech, and how it feels, except bad actors choose to use the biotech on me to hurt me. Not everything that happens to me hurts. I feel everything from the tips of my toenails to the fibers in my hair. A lot of times it just feels like static energy. So I know what I'm saying is possible, you know. I know what I'm saying is very possible. I don't understand why it hasn't been done yet. But I feel like the psychology of feeling is a perspective that many people just aren't aware of, as far as like the capabilities of it. And so when I think of what was done to me, I feel like the good parts of the science is what has kept me alive and allowed me to ignore the horrible, treacherous, evil things that has been done to me with this biotech. Because this biotech is gestalt. There's many ways of looking at it. It's kind of in gestalt. I always talk about gestalt because gestalt is optical illusion. It's when you see, when you ask five people to look at one picture, all five of them will see something different, because there are different, all five of them will see something different because the way that they visualize is different. The way that they perceive things is different. And when you use optical illusions and you use Gestalt, everything that everyone saw is true. Kind of like the old lady and the maiden. So when you look at, everyone knows that one. Everyone knows that one. That one is like the one you learn when you're in elementary school. You ask a bunch of kids, what do you see? 50% of the class will say they see the old lady, and the other 50% will say that they see the maiden. So, and that's kind of how this tech works, this biotech works. It's the way you use something changes its context. I just was literally going off in my car about saying how my agenda is to drag each and every individual either to jail or hell for using biotech on women to take away their body rights, to using biotech on women or even just humans to physically hurt and harm people, and try to use the biotech as a confederacy, trying to use it to create human drones, trying to use it to human traffic, trying to use it to intimidate, coerce, manipulate in a way that's harmful. But that is one subset of a million subsets of how this biotech can be used and what its capabilities are. And I feel like the people who did this to me are mad that I know all the ways that it can be used, because it's been in my body for 8 years. I think I'm Eve. They snuck it in my body and they didn't even tell me because they needed to test it. And now they've used it to torture me and hurt me, because what they've done to me is a crime. It's illegal what they've done to me. How they treated me is illegal. But because it's been in my body, it's been like survival of the fucking fittest. I've had to function with this thing in society, raising my kids. You know, I do everything that everyone else does, and I learned a lot about it. So, I don't know. I feel like this part of what I'm saying is the magic of being able to walk the bottom of the ocean and be there. You're literally there. When the bot touches stuff, you're touching it. You feel it. When the bot is looking at stuff, you're looking at it. When the bot picks the gold up out of the dust, you're picking it up and bringing it to the shore. And it's the same thing with space. I mean, you might be able to walk the planets. We can walk the planets with the bots instead of having them play soccer. Humans play soccer. So I don't know. I feel like, you know, the machine learning, them playing soccer, what can humans not do? We can't go anywhere where there's no oxygen, but our designs, our creations can. So that's the end of this recording.
Okay. So before I play my next recording, which was done Friday, June 24th, 2023, I want to just make some corrections. So the ROV, the Rove Magellan, it does, I already knew that, but I knew that before I did that recording. It does move, touch, swim. That's how they bring up the debris from the wreck. So, but what I'm saying is, if the Rove was made in a human format, and I don't know if I should just play my next recording or just say what I want to say. So if the Rove was made in a human format, then that changes the game altogether. So I wanted to say a couple of other things. When I seen the Titan go down, I'm past all those ideas that I had, which was, I felt like the Titan should have been a different color. It should have been something like neon that glows. Like when people run at night, they wear high fluorescent colors. Not saying that it would make it more visible in dark water. I don't know. But when you think of darkness, you think you want something, unless you're a war submarine, War submarines need to be incognito, but something for an expedition, an undersea water expedition, doesn't need to be incognito. It needs to be as visible as possible. So that was the other thing. I felt like it needed to be a different color. And then the other thing is that the other idea I had, which is irrelevant at this point, is I felt that the banging noises that they said that they were making, the one guy said that he felt that the banging noises were human noises because of the way that it was being done. So he said usually when humans are in distress or they have to put out an SOS, they usually do it in 30-minute increments, which now I don't even know if that was even true. I mean, the method is true, but were they even doing that? But he felt like because they were coming every 30 minutes that it was human because of the pattern in which it was done, which a human in distress for SOS would do in every 30-minute increment. But then I also felt like they could have made noises back just to get to, you know, because the one thing they were wondering is they said, well, how do we know that it's human? It could be, you know, just random sounds from other debris in the ocean. But I thought, well, if you make sounds back and it mocks your sound, if it emulates your sound, then you can distinguish that as being human, because a random sound won't mock or emulate your sound. Only something that has some type of intelligence would be able to mock your sound. But that's irrelevant at this point because they're saying that never even happened. But that was what they was arguing about, like literally Thursday morning, Thursday morning, Wednesday night. So it's irrelevant at this point. But yeah, I'm gonna play my next recording. My next recording is again bipolar. It is like because of the way that the biotech is being used on me. This was from Friday, June 24th. So let me just let it rip. I hope this is the right one.
Okay. This is a continuation of a recording that I just did. And I feel like I need to say more.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, not that one. Yeah, no. Not that one. Let me see. Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't that one. Let me see. Okay, it probably was the one before that, so let me see. Because it said it's a continuation of a recording that I just did. So where's the recording that I just did? Oh, I think I know, actually. Let me see. I don't think it was a Let me see. Let me see. I'm not sure if I want to play this one, but I might. Let me just see.
They sent me.
Okay.
So I just got this thing in the mail. Somebody at the patent office is doing something illegal. They sent me this, letter saying notice of abandonment of my patent for all these things, right? These are like issues that I remember that I addressed. And then I have my document where I complied with everything that they told me, and then they gave me a patent pending. This is for the non-provisional. And then they publicly published.
And actually, that's incorrect. The patent pending is for the provisional. So I'm going to let it play. The patent pending is for the provisional. The non-provisional is the actual patent application to receive your actual patent. So let me let it continue.
It's my patent. After I finished everything, and then I had to pay all the fees. I paid like I don't know, over $400. I even sat on the phone with the lady, and we went through everything on the phone. And then I got my patent. I didn't get my patent. I got my completed official notification that my patent file was complete. And then I got a publication of my patent. So here is my patent application publication. They don't do this until you complete and satisfy all those requirements. They mailed this to me. And then, you know, all of this. So I'm confused. And then I check the system every so often just to see if there's any updates or anything that I need to do. It's weird that they would even send that to me, because this was like from 2 years ago. And they said, first of all, when was this publication done? What was the date of this publication? The date of my publication was March 17, 2022. This is the date of my publication, right? This is my application number, right? They sent me a letter yesterday. I get it in the mail saying that the reply received on 11/17/2021 was untimely. The reply received on 11/17, they're trying to steal my patent. My patent, first of all, whoever did this should be fired. They are lying. They did something illegal. I don't even know if I could file a police report, because it's like white collar crimes. It's like, how do you file a police report for this? This is like a white collar crime, because they didn't even make my patent public until a whole year after this, which is March 17, 2022, for the same, let me just make sure it's the same patent number, for the same patent number. So this don't even make sense. This is like a white collar crime of theft, like literally trying to steal my patent because it's a $1 million patent. And I bet you whoever did this probably deleted everything out of the system. You would have had to delete everything out of the system as though it was void to be able to even do that. It don't even make sense. Why, you know, why this is, look at my publication date. Look. The same, look when, and first of all, this part is even incorrect. I was going to worry about that later, but I filed my patent and I filed my original, I believe it was 2019 or 2020, but then this is the stuff that they had said I had to do, which I did all of that. And then they gave me a provisional patent date. They gave me a different provisional patent date. So provisional and non-provisional. Provisional means patent in 24 hours. It just means that it's like you can put in a preliminary design, get a provisional patent, and then you can then file for your non-provisional patent. But someone has been in my house and has gone through my files, and I feel like someone has done things to my plumbing and my piping in my house. They have done things to my car. I have an implant in my body. I get burned, stabbed, choked, and digitally raped. So potentially they could have went through my files and maybe taken some things. But this here, I carry with me. I've been carrying it with me because I always had a feeling that they were going to try to steal my patent because they stole another one of my patents. I had another design that I actually have a patent on that design, and I made a modification and someone stole my modification, which honestly, the original patent that I had and my modification to my original patent were all kind of done around the same time, but it was like I was testing it, I guess. So I filed for my original patent on the original design that I knew worked and I knew everything. And then I was kind of using the modification, you know, just testing it. And then I went and filed I filed a non-provisional on the modification, which is pretty much, it is the same design that I have a patent on. And they denied my second patent design because they did not attach my provisional patent pending to my non-provisional date. And then they end up giving someone else my second patent design. And really, they shouldn't have got it. Why? Because I already have a patent on that same design. So they reference these previous patents as to why they can't give me the one patent. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense because I already have a patent on the same design. So if you're telling me that I can't get my patent because of this other person's design, the other person's design was filed and received a patent after my original patent. I already have a patent on it. So whoever that guy was, he shouldn't have been able to get his patent because I already had a patent on it. So I called the patent off. I talked to them. They called me. We had like a third party meeting. I called the patent office and I did what the guy told me to do. And it was like this black girl and she was like super duper ghetto. She lied to me and told me she would call me back. I think that my calls are spoof calls. I called the patent office. I documented the call. But she was like, yeah, we're going to call you back and let you know and update you. She was real ghetto. Like, really, whoever she was, she needed to be fired. I don't know if she was working for my home or what, but it was just outrageously, she was beyond ghetto. And I was like, am I calling the patent office? You know, it sounded like she was working at home. I heard a dog barking in the background. And she told me that she would follow up with me and call me back. I never got a call back. Honestly, I didn't really think I was talking to the patent office. I really didn't think that I was talking to them because of how unprofessional she was. But I called it. It gave me the automated system voicemail. Like, you know how when you're on hold, it gives you that on hold thing. And then and then the person comes on the line. But I really, truly didn't think that I was talking to anybody that worked at the patent office. It was weird. So I think that they're trying to steal my patent. I didn't keep in my file drawer because I already know that somebody be ransacking my house. They come in when I'm not home. They go through my file cabinets. They leave stuff out on purpose. Like, they take my flash drives and leave it in the middle of my bed. Just a year ago, I went to the police in New Kensington. I went into the police station under camera and filed a police report about someone stealing my flash drives and then returning them and putting them in the middle of my bed. That's how I know that somebody hacked my manuscript. Because when I started writing my manuscript, it was on that flash drive. They took my flash drive and then they put my flash drive back in the middle of my bed. My bed was made. They put it right in the middle of my bed. And I never go to the police station about stuff like that. But this time I did because I said my database designs were on there and my manuscript was on there, and my manuscript is in a bunch of movies, commercials, all kinds of stuff. So I know that they stole my manuscript because it was on the flash drive that they stole and then put back. But this, that's what made me start carrying around my publication for my patent, because I felt like they were going to try to steal it from me. And they are. They have, because this don't even make sense. How do I have a publication date of March 17, 2022 of my completed patent application, right? Because this is not when I filed it. It was filed back in 2020. And then you see this publication date. So my non-provisional, they gave me the date of 4/19. Well, really, it should be earlier than that. But they gave me this date. I was like, okay, fine. But then they didn't even publish my actual patent application. They didn't even publish it until a year later, and it's completed. So they are. I don't know what's going on, but they don't even publish your patent application unless it's complete. You can't even get to that point. You got to pay all the fees. You got to satisfy all the requirements. And then you still have to wait after that. And then once they get through that, then they will publish your patent application. I know, because I have two patents already, so I know the process. Now, some of the other ones I did, like my other patent pendants, I've done like 8 patent pendants, but some of them I don't go through with because I don't have the money. But this one, I went all the way to the end. I went all the way up past the $400 mark, or however much money they needed, I paid it. I think I paid more than what I should have, but I paid everything they asked me for, because I knew that this patent was a winner. And I mean all of my patents are a winner, but I don't have winner money. So it's but this one I went all the way through, and I made sure I called them every day. I talked to them, I was on the phone with them, and I made sure that I did everything right. And it was a long process. So for them to try to steal my patent from me and lie, this is like a white collar crime. You're like lying. You're stealing my patent from me after you done put an implant in my body and been digi raping me, all kinds of stuff. It's like completely and utterly evil and disgusting.
So that was yesterday. And then this.
Okay, so I have two recordings. I'm going to do this one again. Let me start my recorder, my other recorders, while I do this. Because I just did one. And I'm going to do this again. This is so much. This is a continuation of my other recording. So let me just say, this is a continuation of a recording. Okay. This is a continuation of a recording that I just did. And I feel like I need to say more. Okay, so I hate repeating myself because it's like, but I'm going to have to. I don't have no choice. So yesterday in the mail, yesterday was June 22nd, 2023. I got a letter in the mail that says a notice of abandonment under 37 CFR 1.53, okay? This is for a patent that I really designed in 2019. However, I didn't get my provisional patent until April of 2020, but really I filed it in, I think, January or something of 2020. But so, and you basically, your provisional patent means to patent in 24 hours. It's just a preliminary design where you can pretty much put your design in escrow. I call it for a year. They hold it for a year to give you time to file your non-provisional patent, which is the actual patent application. So I designed it in 2019, but I filed my provisional patent like January of 2020, but they told me that some of the things were incomplete, and so I had to send some things in, even though I paid my fee at the when I sent it in, they gave me a later provisional patent date. They gave me a one for April of 2020. Okay, so then I filed my non-provisional patent application. And so this is the thing that I feel like someone is being deceptive or not telling the truth, or I feel like this is like a white collar crime, like they're trying to steal my patent. But first, let me just say, I'll tell you this later. I'm going to get through these dates. So it says the above identified application is abandoned for failure to timely or properly reply to the notices to the notice file missing parts on April 26, 2021. In my last recording, I said that I know that someone has been going through my files and that someone has been in my house. They damaged my car. They have did things to my pipes. None of my Google Minis work anymore. I had Google Minis all through the house. Someone disconnected them. For some reason, only one of my Google Minis will connect. I have an illegal surgical implant in my body, and that is one of the reasons why I even created this design, because I get digitally raped in my vaginal area and my rectum by an implant that was snuck in my body during a hysterectomy on May 12, 2015. And as a result, it controls my bladder. So this is why I filed the patent anyway. So I'm going to have to connect this to my previous recording. So I did a recording to get this more context. So I have a file where all the things that I had to comply with as far as completing my non-provisional patent application is in this file. However, once I completed the process and I finalized everything, I then kept the completed portion not in my file cabinets because I know someone has been ransacking, going in my room, going in my bedroom, going in my file cabinets. I kept the completed portion with me. I literally carried it on me. I never leave it in the house because I had to file a police report a year ago for someone stealing my flash drive for my manuscript. I wrote a manuscript called What's the Matter? The Psychology of Feeling. And it details and documents everything that I've gone through with this biotech that was snuck in my body during a hysterectomy. All of my experiences, how I cope, how I interact within society, both, and how this implant affects me, not just emotionally, but physically. And then as a result of what happens to me physically and emotionally, how it affects me when I'm in society, socially, how it affects me intellectually, and then the cognitive development that I've gone through with this biotech in my body, because it's been a learning curve, because it was snuck in my body and used to hurt me. And there's been several things that I've done to mitigate what was done to me. And one of them was my design. So I complied with all of these things on here. Now notice the dates. And notice when they said we mailed on 4/26 and the reply received on 11/17/2021 was untimely. This is all a lie, because here is my publication date, which is they gave me my patent, non-provisional patent, on April 19, 2021. They didn't even publicize my patent application until a year later, March 17, 2022. They do not publish your patent application until you have a completed non-provisional patent application. You have to comply with all the things in the non-provisional patent application in order for them to publish it. So they waited a whole year after they gave me my non-provisional patent application completion date. They waited until
3 months. It was 3 months, but the bottom line is my application in itself was filed in 2020, and then my provisional non-provisional was filed in 2021, and then my publication was in 2022. So that's what I mean by a year later.
March 17th, 2022. Here is the completed patent application. This is them. This is, they gave me a U.S. Number, and they gave me a publication date. Here is everything in here. I had to pay over $400 in fees to get this. This is what I didn't keep in the file. I kept this on me. I kept this on me and on my flash drives, and I kept it on me. So it's not in the file. But guess what's in the file? What's in the file is, this is how I know, it's all the stuff that I had to go through. So this is in the file.
Inside the house.
These are the things that I had to comply with. Like, these are the things that I had to send to them. So here, this was from April 9th, and then I had to send them, how much money was it? I think I had to send them some kind of surcharge. Anything? How much is this for? Let me see. Yeah. This is more than what a patent application is. I had to send them $580. And when did this go? Let me see. What's the date on that? I need my glasses. Let me look at the receipt. What's this date? Okay, so I had to send them to, wait, it's on here too. Where is my glasses? It is all faded. So on 10/21, I sent them $580, right?
Okay.
Okay. That makes sense because.
Okay, so this recording is really long. I'ma fast forward it and see if I can get to the end, because it says that for this it can only be 60 minutes long. So let me see. I might have to do a part two. Oh, let's see.
I'm gonna have to do it on a recorder. Okay, so on February 24th, 2020, they sent me something for my provisional. So, like, I filed my thing originally, like I said earlier. Let me see if I even, everything, if nobody took nothing out of here, then it all should be in here. Because I put everything in, like, order. But I kept the completed part with me. I kept the completed part with me. Even this, I think this is from a company. And this company kept sending me, for 2 years, they've been sending me something for my completed patent application because they saw my publication. And I haven't contacted them because I looked them up and their products. They had a product called Catch a Cough, and it was corny from COVID. And then they had this thing that I do in my they had this product that I make on my own. When I used to wash my clothes, I used to hang hangers into hangers so that I could hang multiple shirts on the same thing. And I seen that on their website. And I was just like, this is corny. Like, what the hell is Catch a Cough? it was corny. It was during COVID, and then the whole hanger thing where they had multiple hangers in a hanger. I'm like, I used to do that when in my laundry room. I used to put the hanger into the hook of the hanger and then hook another hanger to it, and then I could hang up multiple shirts. And then I seen it on their website, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to, this one I'm going to pass over. But this is irrelevant to this conversation with my recorder. But I'm trying, it looks like some things have been pulled out of here, but at least that part is in there. I filed my original patent early in 2020. I designed it early in 2019, but I was like testing it. I wasn't sure.
I got serious about it in 2019. I think I designed it before 2019.
Trying to figure out what I was going to do, if it worked. And then I decided to go and file the original, the provisional. So but it looks like some of this stuff was taken out of sequence. So I'm kind of like, wait a minute. Because I should have. So this was my original, like, I had Brutus. I called it the butterfly. This was way back when, like, see the date created 20, I drew this in 2019, 12/28/2019. And this is like, you know, printed, but. And then I said the butterfly elastic band stretch, the disposable underwear with, and then I said no more Pampers, thin stretchable plastic straps for women. And pretty much it's for a period, it's for bladder protection, but you don't want to wear a pamper, especially because Black women have big behinds and we wear tights. And regardless of how well